Track 14. Financing Post-Secondary Education, Part C and D.
Studying at a university or college can involve various costs. Depending on the program or school, tuition can vary from $2,500 to $8,000 or more per year. The cost of post-secondary education can also include the cost of accommodation, such as residence fees, as well as the cost of books and other materials, transportation, food, and various necessities. Many students in Canada rely on help from the government and financial institutions to finance their education. Government programs are the form of financial assistance most often utilized to pay for university education. Government student loans provide money to eligible students based on demonstrated financial need. Funds are paid out through a combination of the CSL, Canada Student Loan Program, and the Provincial Student Loan Program, for example, OSAP, Ontario Student Assistance Program. Students apply in their province of residence. Government student loans and other funds are granted only when other financial resources available to students are deemed insufficient to meet a student's education expenses. These resources include family contributions, part-time work, scholarships, bursaries, etc. If a student is under 19, a parent or a legal guardian sponsor needs to co-sign the loan document. Government student loans offer a great advantage over personal bank loans, as full-time students can qualify to have their accrued interest paid for by the federal and/or provincial government while they are still studying. Private student loans or lines of credit are offered by many banks and credit unions. The main difference between them and the government programs lies in how the interest is repaid. In private loans or lines of credit, the student is responsible for all the accrued interest as soon as the loan has been signed. In addition, many medium to large corporations and private organizations also offer scholarships, bursaries, and awards for students.